Blog Talk Radio.
My love, ooh, my love. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. I thought about what I wanted, and you were on my list.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am so glad that you can join me this evening on the Diamond V Experience. I am so happy. I am so elated. This beautiful day, this Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. And I know you probably said, oh my goodness, Diamond V, aren't you in New York? Isn't it cold? And you're playing that summertime music, that spring good weather music. You know what? No matter if it's cold outside, I am still feeling happy and springy inside. So I hope that the song cheered you up if you were feeling a little drab and dreary for you who are on the East Coast with me. And for you on the West Coast, blah, I know you have that beautiful weather out there. And it's nothing but love coming from over here. Of course, I have to give a big shout out to my number one angel, my mom. I know she's listening. And I want to shout out two of my favorite girls. It was their birthday. They have the same birthday. What a coincidence. And that's my auntie and my sister Angela, my auntie Shirley. March 23rd was their birthday. So big birthday shout out to them. You know, it's people who are funny even when they don't try to be funny. Yeah, that's the definition of both of them. Hilarious women about their business. So, of course, I have to give a shout-out to my guests from last week as well, too. For those of you who may have missed last week's show or any shows before that, you could be sure to log on to the Diamond B Online Radio Show Experience page at Blog Talk Radio. And that page is www.blogtalkradio.com/Diamond B Show. And there you can find out all the shows that you may have missed out on, and check out the archive version. We had a great interview last week. And for all of those of you who love Empire, you know, Empire had a great season finale last year. And I just want to give a shout out to Mr. Charles Hamilton. Yay! So I went to high school with Charles, and it was so great to see him premiering his song New York Raining on the show with Rita Ora. So just had to give a shout out. Ms. Diamond B always likes to do that. Without further ado, I would like to introduce my guest for the evening. Arlene was born in the Bronx, New York, to a middle-class Italian family. She developed her love for cooking from her mother-in-law, Lucia Franco, while observing Lucia's passion for preparing special dishes for her family during Christmas holidays. Arlene developed the same passion for meal preparation, not only during the holidays, but whenever families would gather for meals. This strong sense of family and love for cooking prompted her to write down the recipes handed to her by Lucia. Arlene shares the tradition of an Italian family and hopes to pass those traditions and her love for cooking that Lucia inspired to others through this book. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome the author of Mama's Christmas Cookbook, Arlene Franco. Arlene, you're on with Miss Diamond B. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. Great, great. Great to be here with you. Great to have you on the line.
Well, thank you for having me on. You sound so exciting, and I love the way you made a tribute to your aunt and your cousins. I think that was great. That was really very nice.
Oh, why, thank you. Yes, and every show I give a shout-out to my mommy, and my mommy, she passed away. So I always say that that's my number one angel who's listening. And then my sister and my aunt, yes, had to give them a little tribute. Those two share a birthday, and they share a lot of things, including their personalities, too.
Very nice.
So,
well, thank you for having me on.
So, absolutely, absolutely. You know, Arlene, there's so many people who grow up and a place where they are under these great matriarchs and they cook, you know, Italian families. Everybody knows Italian food. They absolutely love it. It comes big. It comes grand. It comes tasty. And many times, you know, we do run into these great matriarchs in our family who are able to make these great dishes. But what was your main reason for publishing the recipes? Because sometimes we do like to hold on to these little charms.
Well, you know, I was inspired by my mother-in-law because she was just a woman who came here from her native Italy, was born on a farm there, came here, became an American citizen, didn't know how to read or write, but she was just so sharp, you know, in everything that she did. And I think the most, you know, as we grew older, I came to understand that through her cooking, her love of cooking, she kept the family values together. The tradition that she set kept the family together. And in today's society, we are lacking so much of that. You know, families don't sit at a table together anymore. And, you know, they just don't get together with their cousins and their aunts and, you know, set a day aside. She had every day, every Sunday she had dinner, you know, with the whole family. And as you grow older, you realize that, you know, this is what it's all about, you know, family, keeping it together, and her cooking. And plus the fact that many of the things that I made, you know, some of my friends would say, oh, my grandmother made that, give me the recipe, you know, things like that kind of inspired me to do that.
Okay, great, great. And, you know, I love how your book is, you know, surrounded around Lucia and those recipes that she gave you, because, you know, it makes me think back to some of the cookbooks that are sometimes published from families. They say, oh, you stole Aunt such and such recipe and you didn't give her credit, or you stole this one's recipe. So, you know, it's great. It's beautiful to see that you're paying tribute to her and talking about the fact of she sparked your love for cooking. And
yes.
The fact that your book is, it's a, from what I get from it, I get that it's a memoir as well as a recipe book. And that's really fun, too. I like that aspect of it.
Well, it is a memoir, but it's also, you know, I would like to, you know, portray the traditions that, you know, she, you know, gave us. And it really transcends all ethnic groups. It doesn't have to be Italian American. It could be any ethnic group of families getting together with their own traditions. This happens to be her traditions, but you know, the fact that those traditions should be carried on within families.
Absolutely. I love what you say about traditions and families, and it's so true. The fact of many of us do not come up to the dinner table, and nowadays with so many electronics, various things, it's hard to even get family members to look each other in the eye for longer than 5 seconds. So it's great to hear that. And as we know that years ago, it was that time when it was like, okay, I guess we'll let you in the kitchen. You know, although, like you said, yours is Italian inspired, but this can transcend. Because, you know, Greek, African-American families, Chinese, the list goes on of different cultures in which cooking and food and that camaraderie that's shared, that's really big. So I wanted to ask you, you know, what was Lucia's style of teaching? And, you know, did she let you just get right in there and cook with her? Was it like this unwritten rule once you became a certain age, now you could come in? Down the instructions when you first did it, or how did it happen?
Well, you know, I used to watch her, you know, in the kitchen all the time. And it was very hard to interpret her way of cooking, because it wasn't an exact science with her. You know, it was like 2 fingers of milk, a handful of this, you know, a lump of butter, or, you know, there was no exact science. So it was just watching her all the time and seeing how she did it. And that's how I translated it into her recipes.
Great, great. You know, about the recipes, can you tell us about some of your favorite recipes that you have in the book?
Oh, all of them are my favorite recipes, but of course my favorite, I happen to like spaghetti with clam sauce. I like that, or with mussels, you know, I like the fish. And then I like to take Italian bread and dunk it into the sauce also with it. But that's my favorite. Tasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ms. Diamond B is a foodie, and I transcend all nationalities and cultures when it comes to being a foodie. I do all the things like that, you know, dip it in the bread and try it with the this, try it with the that. So I can relate to that. That sounds mighty tasty. So, go ahead.
She made,
go
you
on.
Know, I, titled the book Mama's Christmas Cookbook because a lot of these things that she made for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but those recipes can be used, you know, throughout the year. And usually on Christmas Eve, she made her seven fishes. The seven fishes really come from the Catholic Church after the seven sacraments. And most Italians carry that on, you know, with the seven fishes. I mean, she would make linguine with the clam sauce, and she'd make baccalà and calamari, and she'd make shrimp and shrimp scampi and baccalà salad, which is a cod. And she made all... It was wonderful. It's just a wonderful experience. And she had so much energy in doing this. I mean, today I don't think I could cook that kind of a meal all in one day. But she just did that with all her energy, and it was a wonderful experience.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, we're in sync, because that's exactly what my next question was going to be to you, you know, about the decision to make it specifically about a Christmas cookbook. And it sounds like because for Christmas, pulled out the frills and the thrills. I don't know if you like to add on to that, but you definitely made me feel like I was there and almost like I could just smell the food just
She would make her cookies, you know, like weeks before, and her house just emanated the smell of this wonderful wonderful baking, and she would try and hide her cookies in little shoe boxes lined with wax paper, and of course we would go over and try and find some of this and, you know, eat some of that before the holiday. It was wonderful. And she also, you know, it was, you know, years ago, didn't go to a supermarket to get everything. She went to specialty stores. Coming from New York, you know, in the Bronx, there is a section there called Little Italy, Arthur Avenue, where they had all specialty stores. You know, they had a fruit store, a pork store, a special butcher, and a special deli with all the delicatessen and stuff, and that's where she would go and purchase all that. So everything that she made was fresh. It wasn't just, you know, processed food. Everything was fresh and cooked that day. It was quite remarkable to see that. And I used to love seeing her cook, and she did it with such ease. You know, when I get in the kitchen and I cook, I get all flustered and flat. Oh, I got to get this done. I got to get that done, and, you know, get all that. No, she would just be so easy at it.
Interesting. You know, you do have a passion. You have a love for cooking, but, you know, just like me, number one, that Ms. Diamond B doesn't get to cook that often either. I'm pretty busy. Some people think I can't cook, but I can. I just don't do it often. but I wanted to ask you, you know, what is your favorite part about cooking? So many people have different things that they love about cooking, although it is those parts of cooking that necessarily isn't so fun, you know, like the clean up or that part where you do feel a little flustered. What would you say is your favorite part about cooking, Arlene?
Cooking is an art. It really is, you know, when you could add different flavors together. And I love the experience of putting food together and different spices and in it. Mostly I use this, you know, the same recipes that she has, but I love putting it together. And when you put it on the table and, you know, my family, you know, you could just see their faces. Of course, they never tell you, oh, that's great, because they're used to it. But you could see the smile on their faces. And that's a wonderful, it's a very fulfilling feeling.
When you get your family
together at the table, you know, they interact more with each other. It's very healthy for the family to be together.
You know, and it seems like, Arlene, this cookbook, it's, I don't want to say different levels, but it seems like there are some dishes that may be possibly easier to make. There are some dishes that, you know, you really want to take your time and really get into it. So are there some recipes that you would consider are easy to make or the easiest to make that are in the book?
Well, you know, everyone that has purchased this cookbook, book, and you know, when I do some book signings and they look at it, the recipes are easy. The ingredients are simple ingredients. There's nothing in there that's, you know, that you have to go out and buy special. I mean, Italian cooking, most of the bases is garlic, olive oil, parsley, basil. They're basic ingredients. There's, you know, nothing that needs special, you know, attention or special stores to get something that's, you know, a little different. But the recipes are simple. I mean, it's just a matter of putting them together.
Yes. You know, I could imagine, since you watch Lucia cook, and that's how you learned, and then you started to jump in there. But what would you say is your favorite memory of Lucia, whether it was cooking or outside of the kitchen? What would you say is your favorite memory?
Well, it was always her cooking, always with her cooking. Her sense of humor. She had a great sense of humor with her children. Even her boys would tease her. You know, they would tie her apron while she was sitting down. They'd unloosen her apron strings and tie it to the chair so that when she got up, the chair was with her. And she was never angry, was always laughter. She always laughed about it. Just a certain sense, you know, her sense of humor was really remarkable. And her sense of ease, that too is something that I remember. It was nothing was ever too difficult. It was just a challenge for her that she would just get in there and cook for the whole day and be happy with it, happy doing that with her family. Today, you know, a lot of the, you know, it's a difficult society today because everybody's busy. You know, mothers are working, and it's hard to cook, you know, especially, you know, every night. You know, what I used to do, when I went to work, I used to cook on Sunday several different things and have it for the whole week and made sure that, you know, my family ate together, you know, at dinner time. That was always an important thing. That she left me with that. And, of course, today, you know, I'm older. The kids are married, you know, and it's a little bit harder. But we try, especially at holidays. Holidays, we're always together with the family.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful that, you know, still able to come together for the holidays in That's what's important. That's what I'm really big on holidays too. I have some family who has moved out of the state, and you know, I had a little special whammy around this holidays. I have some relatives who live out of the country, and they were in country when I was able to do like a state tour so that I could have some time to sit down and have a meal with the family. We're still very much like that too, Arlene. Still like the fact that we could sit down eye to eye, you know, big table to the point where we have to pull up more chairs, pass around more plates. And
isn't that just fun though?
Being able to connect is a fun. Oh my God, so much fun. So much fun. Let me tell you, I wouldn't trade it for $1 million, you know. I really wouldn't. Those are just priceless moments that you're able to have with the family. And
that's the
smile,
importance.
The
that's
laughter,
what I try
the
to
vibration, the energy.
Right. And I've tried to bring that out in my cookbook, you know, the stories that I tell about her, that, you know, the fun that we used to have every Sundays, being there together as a family. And that's what I'm trying to bring out, along with the recipes. Of course, the food, the recipes are great. Of course, I'm prejudiced about it, but, you know, this is, you know, her cooking, and I carry it on to this day. My own mother was a working woman, so I didn't learn, you know, from my mother. I learned, you know, fast, you know, she would come home from work, and it was, you throw this on the fire, or, you know, it was fast cooking. But my mother-in-law, it took her time and just made, I mean, she would scramble eggs, and it was delicious.
Some people just have it, I tell you. They just have that special touch. They say that's what, you know, everyone says, you know, you can have the recipes, but when you do it from a place of love, that's when you put extra touch onto it.
Exactly.
You know?
And it's so fulfilling for families. You know, I work with foster children, and I see when foster children are in a home, a good home, where they're sitting at a table, and these children who have been abused and neglected, and if they're sitting at a table with a family, there's such a wonderful feeling that they get this sense of belonging. And it's over food, it's over conversation, it's over family being together. It's very healing for them.
Yes, you know, because that's a void that's been a void in your life, you know, that sense of stability and consistency, you know. So I can just imagine, you know, the difference that makes. And I think that people really underestimate the power of breaking bread with someone, Arlene. I really think that people do.
It's a tremendous power, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have. They just started a show called Breaking Borders, and it starts off with this. I'm sure you may have heard of it, but this chef sitting down and breaking bread with people. You know, had the people from Palestine sitting down and breaking bread and talking about that situation with those who so-called are their enemies. You know, and just to see some of that energy just transcend and bring people together. And they said, you know what, it's moments like this when conversations start and where problems are solved to a certain extent. Okay, yes, we may not be able to solve the issue of war or fighting, but when we sit down and break bread, like you said, it's healing in that.
The barriers that you have between people. There's that engaging with one another. You know, over food. You know, food is celebrated with life, with death, with birth, with everything. And it's the essence of life.
Yeah, it's true. It's so true. You know, just as we begin to wrap up, I want you to let everyone know about if you have any upcoming speaking engagements or signings that you're doing on the book. Also, let the listeners know how they can get a copy of the book and some things that they should be on the lookout for.
Yes, it's available on Amazon.com, and it's Mama's Christmas Cookbook, and Mama is spelled M-O-M-M-A, Mama's Christmas Cookbook, and it's available on Amazon.com. I'm not doing any present signing in New York area. I was there last year. I was up at in the Catskills at a resort up there doing some book signing, but now I'm presently down in Florida enjoying the warm weather.
Wonderful. Listen, I'm happy for you. Beautiful.
Be in New York now.
I'm not jealous. I'm happy for you, Arlene. That is great news. And Arlene, how can people stay in touch and abreast of some of the things that you are doing, or when there will be a signing that's coming up? Is there a social media or a website or email address that the listeners should get in contact with you or someone concerning that?
You can my personal email is Arlene, rfi@aol.com, or you could also contact the publisher, which is Trimark Press.
Okay,
and that's in Deerfield Beach, Florida. Their number is 800-889-0693.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Well, Arlene, let me just say, I love the feel, the flavor, and the vibe that I get from your book. The fact that it's like a tribute book and a cookbook, it just raises the energy, it raises the vibration of what we are dealing with in these days and times. You know, technology, yes, it can be great, but so much time it takes away from that person-to-person, that human interaction that's so necessary, you know. And we don't want these memories of
the little ones being able to go in the kitchen with grandma or mom and cook up something to go away. And creating books such as yours and paying tribute and homage to those who have taught you something, I think really speaks volumes. So kudos to you for your publication.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And Arlene, feel free to come back and let us know how everything is going with the book. You enjoy that beautiful Florida weather, and much success to you. Have a great evening, Arlene.
Thank you so much, and it was wonderful talking to you.
Great. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Have a great night.
Thank you. Good night.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Mama's Christmas Cookbook. Be sure to get your copy. It's available on Amazon.com. And be sure to check it out. Very fun, warming book. For those of you who like to do those big meals during the holiday, this is your book to grab a hold of. So once again, that's Mama's _S Christmas Cookbook, which is available on Amazon.com. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for joining me this evening. Be sure to join me again next week for another great show with another great guest. Have a great night.